Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first to consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." May God add a blessing to the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Will you pray with me? Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning. It is good to be here on this extended holiday weekend. And yet, the scripture today is some pretty hard stuff to hear, I think. Very hard to hear. This was not on the brochure for Christianity, I think, to hates one's father and mother. It's very hard. Christianity is filled with hard teachings that we should embrace. But you know what? It's supposed to be hard. There was a great line from A League of Their Own. Remember the movie A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks and Gina Davis? A great line from there where, and I might have used this earlier in an example, but Tom Hanks is the coach of a women's baseball team, and his star player, Dottie, played by Gina Davis, she wants to quit. So she had packed up all of her things, and she was going to get in her car ready to quit. And he comes over to her, and he goes, "What are you doing? If you do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life." And she said, "It just got too hard." And Tom Hanks goes, "It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it. The hard is what makes it great." I mean, it's a wonderful scene, but I wonder if Jesus is laying down a similar gauntlet to us all. It's the hard in our Christianity that makes it great. I think in the attempts to grow the church and to grow the kingdom of God, I wonder if we have declawed Christianity. I wonder if we've made it so easy and so risk-free. Have we made it so safe that we have taken the hard out of our faith? So that's what I want to do this morning. I want to deal with the hard of our faith, the hard teachings, the hard aspects. And this is a pretty good text to deal with. Hating your father and mother. He says you have to hate your father and mother in order to be my disciple. Now, Jesus is a master at getting your attention. He is very good at that. How many of you, when you read this on the screen, sat up and paid attention? Said, is that in our Bible? Are you sure? I'm like, yes, it's in Luke, right? It's in there. But it got your attention. That's what he was trying to do. That's why so many people came to hear him. That's why he was invited to many dinner parties and everything. He was interesting. He got your attention. Jesus is, of course, using hyperbolic language. He's speaking in hyperbole. He's not actually asking you to hate the ones who raised you or the ones that gave you birth. That doesn't make any sense. The same Jesus is all about forgiveness, justice, and mercy. So he's not asking you really to hate your parents or hate your sibling. He wanted to get your attention, and I think mission accomplished. But the point of his teaching was to be so committed to the Christian movement, so committed to God, so committed to the kingdom, that the love of even your family members pales in comparison to the love you would have for God or the love you would have for the kingdom. If you break down that word hate in the Greek, the one that Luke uses in this text, the word is not actually hate. It's love less. So Jesus is asking you to love your family members less than you love God. So I can handle that, but it's still an extremely hard teaching to hear. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Jesus here is talking about sacrifice. When you hear of the cross and when you see the cross, what images go through your mind? What do you think of when you see the cross before you here? I think that when we see the cross, we think of what Jesus did for us. We think of the sacrifice that Jesus made for our salvation, for our sake. We think of the sacrifice he made. But Jesus here in Luke and many other places in our New Testament, Jesus is asking us to take up the cross and follow him. When you see a cross, are you really thinking about the sacrifices you are making for this movement? Are you thinking about the sacrifices that you are making for God? I mean, if you're serious about this, if you're serious about being a disciple of Jesus, then sacrifice has to be your mode of operation. Discipleship calls us to be in self-denial. If you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, you have to deny yourself. Now, not in some destructive way, not in some harmful way that you are beating up yourself all the time, but self-denial in the sense that people's interests come ahead of yours. If you're unwilling to do this, if you're not willing to put other interests aside, forgiveness and love and justice above our own self-interest, if you're unwilling to do this, then Jesus is stating very plain, you cannot be my disciple. It is a hard, hard teaching to hear, but it's one we need to hear. We admire people who make sacrifices, I think. We lift them up in our minds and we applaud them. We look to our police and our firefighters and our military and we show appreciation for their sacrifice for us. We look at the athletes of the Olympics and we hear stories about how much they sacrifice in order to represent their country, and it inspires us and we applaud them. Sacrificial lives are indeed praised in our society. But we don't want to do it. We don't want to be the ones that actually sacrifice. We will thank someone for their sacrifice, but we don't want to be the ones to actually do the sacrificing. Or do we? You see, I want you to think about all the things you have sacrificed for, because we've all sacrificed for things. I want you to think about all the things that you have sacrificed for. If you are a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. As a parent, parenting is all about sacrifice. Look at all the kids' activities that have to happen. Look at putting the child's interest ahead of your own. That's what parenting is all about, foregoing your own hobbies and interests so that you can raise a child. You might, if you are crazy enough, you might go as far as to actually celebrate a one-year-old birthday party in the middle of the Razorback football game. I'm over it. It's fine. I'm over it. Kind of. It's the ultimate love. Now, it's not just about parenting. What about sacrifices you make for your career, your job, working long hours, going above and beyond so that you can secure your financial future? What about the people joining a gym or going on diets? That's sacrificing something in order to be healthier. What about all sorts of things that you can think of in your life that you might sacrifice in order to gain something else? Now, I'm not criticizing any of those choices. Those choices are very good. But why do we make these choices? It's because these things are important to us. If they're important to us, we sacrifice for them. You sacrifice according to your priorities. And Jesus is saying here in Luke that the kingdom of God should not just be alongside your other priorities. The kingdom of God should be your priority. Priority so much that everything else pales in comparison. Even connection to your family is not as important as the kingdom of God that you are being presented with through Jesus. The commitment and the love you should have for God is all that matters, is what Jesus is saying. Now, I will tell you, Jesus is no salesman. This is going to drive more people away than bring on board. Am I right? Jesus is not trying to make it easy. Jesus is not trying to say, oh, don't worry about the consequences. It's all fine. Come on. Jesus is not always closing here. If you want to be my disciples, well, then great. You're invited. But know what you're getting yourself into. Because if you can't do it, then go somewhere else. This is not for everyone. Jesus is not making it easy to come on board. And it's refreshing. It's refreshing to see that, because I think we've done a disservice by making it so easy to come into this movement, so easy to come into this idea that Jesus is presenting about God. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the idea that Christianity is some sort of way of thinking or believing. I mean, if you take the Bible seriously, if you actually take it seriously, and I hope you do, if you take it seriously, then you will realize very little of this book is about what to believe. Most of it is about what to do after you believe. It's about being active for the kingdom of God. Christianity is a way of living, a way of being, a way of doing, a way of putting the kingdom of God first before anything else. That is why Jesus uses two examples here of what it means to actually understand what you're getting into, the tower and the army. Right? He says if you're going to build the tower, sit down and make sure you can build it before you start. And if you're going to wage war, you better count your soldiers and make sure you can do it. Because if you can't, I wouldn't wage war if I were you. Sit down and see if you have it in you to follow me and be my disciple. The Christian life that Jesus calls for is expensive when you count the cost. He's asking you to count the cost of discipleship because it is very expensive in those terms to follow Jesus. And if you don't have it in you, if you're not willing to be my disciple, then I'd rather you stop following me right now. It's hard words. And I want you to hear me very loud and clear in this next part, because it's important. Before anyone freaks out and connects this passage to heaven or salvation, I'm going to stop you right now. I've got some words for you. This is about discipleship. This is not about salvation. This is not about heaven. This is not about where you go after you die. That's grace and salvation. Those are things that are gifts from God that we have right now. Through Jesus, we have salvation. It's taken care of. It's over with. God has taken care of your salvation. So you can rest assured that you will be with God after you die. God has already acted through Jesus and opened the gates of paradise. This teaching is not about our eternal destiny. God has already taken care of that. This teaching is about discipleship. This teaching is about following Jesus, actually picking up where you are and following Christ. And the invitation is given to us all, but count the cost before you do such a thing. I mean, do we really imagine that all there is to Christianity is the assurance of salvation? I hope not. Does Christianity have nothing more to contribute to us than just the assurance of where we're going to go afterwards? Of course it does. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about discipleship and following Jesus with everything we have and everything that we are. If all you want is the assurance of salvation, the assurance that you'll be with your loved ones and your Maker, you got it. It's over with. But Jesus is inviting us here to something more. It's discipleship. You need to sit down and count the cost. Sit down and make sure you can do this, that you can follow Jesus with everything you have. It will be the hardest and most rewarding journey of your life. And I can think of no better place than right behind Jesus. Praise be to God.